KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high around 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa news, the Iowa State Patrol says a southern Iowa man was killed Saturday during a crash in Ringgold County. Patrol reported yesterday the 55-year-old Larry Jackson of Lamoni died when the pickup he was driving went out of control, entered a ditch, and rolled over before coming to rest on the driver's side. The accident happened southwest of Mount Air at around 3 a.m. Saturday as Jackson was traveling north on Ringgold County Road J45 just south of 240th Street. Officials say Jackson, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene. News time is 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Additional details were released Monday afternoon concerning a rollover accident we first heard, told you about Sunday night here on KJAN. The accident happened Sunday afternoon just south of Interstate 80 here in Cass County. The sheriff's office said a 2002 Saturn owned and driven by 35-year-old Donathan Eugene Ebrecht of Adair was traveling north on 690th Street at around 3:50 p.m. Sunday when the car entered a ditch and rolled over. Officials say the passenger in the car was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic by Anita Rescue. Ebrecht was cited for failure to maintain control and for having no insurance. The incident, however, remains under investigation. Damage to the car was estimated at $2,500. The sheriff's office also reported on Monday that 26-year-old Derek Allen McDermott of Atlantic was arrested last week on a charge of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. McDermott was taken into custody last Thursday and was seen by the magistrate on Friday. He's currently being held in the Cass County Jail on those charges on a $10,000 bond. McDermott had been in the Cass County Jail since October 11th of last year when he was arrested and charged with possession of more than 5 grams of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, possession of the intent to deliver a Schedule II substance, two counts of possession of the intent to deliver, and 2 counts of failure to affix a drug tax stamp. His bond on all of the charges was set at $136,325. McDermott's trial on the earlier charges is set to take place February 21st. Last Wednesday, the Cass County Sheriff's deputies also arrested 52-year-old Diane Lucille Borkowski of Atlantic on a charge of OWI first offense. Borkowski was cited into magistrate's court the following day. An Atlantic woman was arrested Friday on drug charges. 33-year-old Bridget Lee Barnholt of Atlantic had been taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Barnholt was being held in the Cass County Jail on $51,000 bond. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports a Shenandoah man was cited for failure to maintain control and arrested for OWI first offense following a rollover accident early Sunday morning about halfway between Clarinda and Shenandoah. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said Monday 37-year-old Jason Howard Dickerson was being held in the Page County Jail. Dickerson was arrested after deputies were dispatched to the scene of the accident on Highway 2 near J Avenue. When they arrived on the scene, officials found Dickerson's 1997 Ford Explorer in a ditch and Dickerson nearby. After the investigation, it was determined that Dickerson had been traveling west on Highway 2 when he lost control of the SUV, which entered the south ditch and rolled onto its top. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday no injuries were reported following an accident Saturday evening on Highway 6 or 7th Street, if you will, at the entrance to the Walmart store. Officials say vehicles driven by Virginia Iltz of Wyota and Beverly Lehman of Adair were traveling east on the road at around 6:45 p.m. when Iltz stopped for the traffic light, which had just turned yellow. Lehman failed to stop in time. Her vehicle rear-ended the Iltz vehicle, causing $2,800 damage. And Atlantic Police report also 21-year-old Justin Jacobs of Atlantic was arrested Sunday on a charge of OWI first offense. Jacobs was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. A southeast Nebraska man suffered non-life-threatening injuries after being run over by a vehicle Saturday evening in Fremont County. Fremont County Sheriff's Office and 30-year-old William Snyder of Auburn, Nebraska, was transported to the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha by LifeNet helicopter following the accident, which occurred at around 8:20 p.m. Saturday in Sydney. Snyder was treated for his injuries and released from the facility. Officials say they received a 911 call about a car versus pedestrian accident at the intersection of Illinois and Clay Streets in Sydney. Upon arrival, the first responders determined Snyder had been run over by a vehicle driven by 31-year-old Kimberly Dyke, also of Auburn. No charges have been filed, but the incident remains under investigation by the Sydney Police Department. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, Grace Stewart, age 82, of Panora, died Thursday. Funeral services for Grace Stewart will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Kathy Baldwin, age 64, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Kathy Baldwin will be today at 2 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Bell Handley, age 96, of Siloam Springs, Arkansas, died December 30th. Graveside services for Mary Bell Handley will be today at 2 o'clock at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. James Jim Matteson, age 63, of Atlantic, died Friday. Services for Jim Matteson will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gladys E. Hansen, age 89, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gladys Hansen will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Arlene Reapy, age 95, of Griswold, died Thursday. Funeral services for Arlene Reapy will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Maisie Rice, age 93, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Maisie Rice will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock, and that'll be at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Diane Zapp, age 75, of Panora, died Monday. Funeral services for Diane Zapp will be held Friday at 10 o'clock at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Bob Swanson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Bob Swanson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Dolores Ewalt, age 84, of Manila, died Monday at the Manila Manor. Services for Dolores Ewalt are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Liana Jensen, age 104, of Harlan, died Saturday. Services for Liana Jensen are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And James Lewis, age 54, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for James Lewis are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. And in Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.